since we would be, I decided that since we had such an outstanding opportunity to have been honored with such great insights from a great leader, that we continue the discussion about leadership. So one of the things that you may have caught on to, you may have picked up on, is how Ambassador Elam Thomas talked about the higher power. And I tell you, there's so many of us who are doing what we're doing, even able to do what we're doing, because the highest power is helping us in one way or another, coordinating events, arranging events. And when we don't even know he's involved, our creator, helping to get it done. And so, and a lot of times, giving us the ability. And when I say abilities, I'm thinking now about mental abilities, intellectual abilities to do what we do. And some of you have heard us talk about emotional intelligence, the emotional quotient having to do with, and they say emotional, but what they're really talking about is basically the ability to connect with other people. Being aware of what's going on inside of us as individuals, being aware of what's going on with other people, and being able to navigate those emotional waters, those cultural waters, etc., and help us get to a positive outcome, a good end. And a lot of times, you know, some people really do have better skills at that than others. Innately, inherently, it's just almost as though they've been given a gift to do that. Good news, even if it's not necessarily a gift, it is certainly an ability that can be developed. Just like a person has an ability. I mean, they just pick up an instrument and things start happening. You can tell they need to work with it. They need to do some work, but it is obvious that if they do some work, they can really go someplace with that instrument or those instruments. Very often, our Creator putting abilities in us, putting the wisdom to do certain things, and we don't even recognize. And I'm not saying we deliberately dismiss that fact. I mean, we're truly unaware of the fact that our Creator has done this for us. Some of you can probably think back to Moses' days when he was, after he had, by the hand of God, led the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, well, the people of Israel, because they weren't a nation per se at that time, but led the people of Israel out of Egypt. And when it came time to build the tabernacle, God let him know that he had given certain people who were with him wisdom and skills, abilities to do certain things, to make certain pottery, to make certain eatery, to make some of the curtains that would be hung in the tabernacle, etc. The Creator just giving us abilities. And notice now, I say just giving us. And what I mean by that is there's no indication that these people asked God to give them those skills. God said he just gave it to them. Now, I'm saying that to say this. We're still focusing on leadership, still taking a look at some of those principles from Dr. Terry Linhart's book, The Self-Aware Leader, where we're focused to discover our blind spots in order to reach our ministry potential. Well, one of the things that we're encouraged to do is be aware of what's happening with us emotionally. And just to briefly recap, because I know it's been a little while since we talked about it, we need to make sure that we are guarding ourselves, guarding what's happening with our thoughts, etc., what is being allowed into our hearts, so that we can be good, be people who are doing a great job of trying to let only that in that will have a positive impact on us. Now, we also talked about the importance of labeling what we're feeling. Whatever emotion we are experiencing, being able to put a label on it, being able to name it, being able to say, this is the emotion that I was experiencing. We also talked about being aware of other people's emotions. Yes, we all have emotions, not just me, not just you as an individual. We all have emotions, and it helps when we can identify other people's emotions. Also, we talked about the importance of identifying the intensity of our feelings. Was I just a bit irritated, or was I super angry? Was I so mad that it almost seemed like I could feel my blood rushing up to my scalp? We also talked about the importance of managing emotions. And of course, it really helps us to manage our emotions if we can identify the intensity of the emotion. We also talked about learning from our emotions. Now, let's start where we left off. We didn't talk about this one. And this is important, too. Remember, I talked with you about the fact that we have this need to connect with our Creator. He's the one who gives us certain abilities. By the way, we're talking about emotions. A lot of you know that emotions can be very, very helpful. Even, for example, if it is the emotion of fear. Because as we know from many, many readings over many, many years, fear, particularly when mankind was, you know, on foot a lot and had to be able to protect himself, herself, when there was threat of death even, as wild animals with whom they lived in much closer contact with then, could possibly mutilate them or kill them. And that fear factor could let a person know, hey, do I stand and fight or do I turn around and run? Stand and fight or turn and run? Fear can help us with that. How about gladness? Something good has happened for you. It is good to experience joy, happiness over that, and to release that by smiling, by laughing, clapping your hands, saying thank you. These emotions are intended to help us in so many ways. Of course, if we mismanage them, they can cause problems for us, and or the way we respond to our emotions can cause problems. But the emotions generally are good for us. And guess who gave them to us? Our Creator. He put those emotions in us. He gave us the ability to experience emotions. So as you've heard me say before, don't feel like you got to hide from your emotions, pretending that you don't have any. No. We really have the emotions for a reason. Listen, our Creator has emotions. God experiences anger. God experiences sadness. God experiences grief. God experiences joy. And He's God. There's nothing wrong with having emotions. We just want to make sure that we learn how to manage them well. Now, that said, there's something else that we need to know to do with our emotions. I'll tell you what that is in just a few.